It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kochik.
Soybeans currently range from early pod to early seed development. This is R3 to R5. Most soybeans in the province are sitting at full pod or R4. Dry beans in Manitoba range anywhere from early pod to 50% seed development, with most at the R3 to R4 stage with advanced pods. Peas range anywhere from late pod to early maturity and all the way to full maturity in some of the more advanced fields, with most peas sitting at mid-maturity. Baba beans are mainly at R5 with full seeds in the pods, and lentils are now at the full pod or R6 stage. For insect pests, we're seeing grasshoppers move from hayfields and ditches into soybeans. Pea aphids are still hanging around, but shouldn't pose much of a threat to peas and baba beans that at least have full pods. And thistle caterpillar is still hanging around, but it's not considered a crop pest, despite its ugly appearance in the crop. For diseases, we're seeing advancement of previous bacterial blight symptoms in pulse and soybean crops, as well as some new bacterial blight symptoms setting in from more recent environmental damage. It's not hard to find ascochyta symptoms in peas and faba beans as well, but again, the advanced staging of these crops will protect them from yield loss at this point. We encourage you to start looking for stem diseases like white mold, phytophthora root and stem rot, and northern stem canker at this point. And overall, crops are looking great with really good yield potential this year, thanks to the adequate moisture. However, there are still some pockets in Manitoba with plants under stress from lack of moisture.
And Cassandra, talk a bit about peat desiccation timing.
As the earliest pea crops start to reach maturity in Manitoba, we have a few tips for desiccation. So first, you'll want to decide if your peas need to be desiccated at all. This comes down to the unevenness of the field, weed pressure, time management, your expected weather conditions leading up to harvest, and also any product limitations that may be specified by your buyer. It's ideal if you can avoid late season herbicide altogether, but there are many situations where desiccation comes in handy. For timing, you want to see 75 to 80% of plants in the field at full maturity, with the least mature parts of the field at 30% seed moisture. In the field, this looks like seeds rattling in pods at the base of the plant. And at the top of the plant, you want to see seeds split rather than squash, along with yellow color change of the seeds in these upper pods if you're growing yellow peas. There's both a science and an art to desiccation, and it's not a one-size-fits-all for every field. Check out this week's Bean Report for more desiccation tips, and don't hesitate to get a second opinion for your specific situation.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kochik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.